Welcome back to the Indiscriminate News Network. Today is June 22nd. We're going to start off with news out of EU. YouTube wins a court ruling on copyright breaches by users. Google's video sharing platform YouTube was on Tuesday handed a victory in ruling the Court of Justice of the European Union over breaches of EU copyright rules. The court said platforms cannot be held for users uploading unauthorized works, although they do hold responsibility for taking action to remove or block access. The decade-old dispute pit the U.S. platform against a record producer who sought damages on the platform because recordings he said he owned were uploaded online without his consent. The judgment also covers a second case in which publishing group Alvisor brought action against the file hosting service Zayando. So I guess they would have to go over the individuals who uploaded them. In both cases, complaints said the platforms held the rights over the content was made available by online users. The EU Copyright Directive 2001 hands authors an exclusive right to greenlight or prohibit any communication public to the works. But the court found that the online platforms do not themselves make a communication to the public copyright protected illegally posted by users. The court said such platforms such as YouTube do not engage in such acts unless those operators continue contribute beyond merely making those platforms available or giving access to such content. Makes sense. Abu Dhabi offers Pfizer and Sinopharm COVID vaccines for tourists. Abu Dhabi is offering coronavirus vaccines from Pfizer and China's Sinopharm to tourists, a move that may help attract visitors from countries that have supply constraints. The vaccines are only available for holders of visa issued by Abu Dhabi or holders of passports eligible for visas on arrival. The United Emirates, of which Abu Dhabi is a part, has one of the fastest COVID-19 vaccine rollouts in the world, with more than 14 million shots administered to its population, about 10 million. Wow. Dubai, another emirate in the UAE, and home to Emirates Airline, hasn't so far announced any plans to provide vaccines to the tourists. Let's see here. Iran's incoming president shoots down Biden plan. This is probably why that he was voted in, because he's pretty much a staunch hardliner. Iran's incoming president shoots down Biden plan to expand nuclear deal on a missile program. Basically saying, I'm not going to do it. I'm going to hold my line. If you guys want a deal, I'm going to stick to the ones that basically you guys agreed upon. You're not going to expand it or we have no deal. But who has the power in this situation? Anyways, on to news out of Philippines. Philippines applies measure to encourage people to get COVID-19 vaccine shots. Philippine President Rodrigo Duterte on June 20th threatened to jail those who refused. Wow. Free country, huh, Duterte? Gosh, sometimes I can't stand this dude. Threat to jail those who refuse COVID-19 vaccines as the country is struggling with one of the most serious COVID-19 waves in Asia, with more than 1.3 million infections and 23,000 deaths. Duterte on June 21st threatened to jail those who refuse COVID-19 vaccines as the country is struggling with one of the most serious COVID-19 waves in Asia. If you're a person who's not vaccinated and a potential carrier to protect the people, I have to sequester you in jail, said the president after learning the number of people going to vaccination facilities in Manila was low. As of June 20th, the Philippines has administered COVID-19 for about 2.1 million people, far below its vaccination to 70 million out of the 110 million. Wow, they're way off. In a bid to encourage people to get COVID-19 vaccines, the country has given a number of initiatives, including giving people each 25 kg of rice receiving COVID-19 vaccine shots. 20 weekly winners who get their shots in Sukkot on the outskirts of the capital mill have been taking home the 25 kg of rice each. Local officials said the initiative was targeted mainly poor residents who are not so keen on vaccinations. The Philippines ordered 113 million doses of COVID-19 from 5 producers. Kim Jong-un's sister dismisses hope of U.S.-North Korean talks. Kim Jong-un's influential sister appear to have dismissed hopes for a breakthrough on nuclear talks with the U.S. I don't think there was any chance right now with Biden, especially. There's probably no conversation whatsoever. Kim Il-jong, a senior figure in ruling party, is considered one of the North Korea's leading closest confidants, said U.S. expectations for resumption of talks were wrong, according to state-run news. A Korean proverb said that in a dream, what counts most is what to read it, not what to have it. Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks for listening to the Indiscriminate News Network. I hope everybody's doing well. Take care. Bye.